What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. As always, I'm brought to you by TruckDriverBooks.com. Let's get down to business. So, Samuel Barreras reported DOT wants to get down to zero accidents, which is hilarious. So, DOT wants to get to zero accidents by 2046, and they plan to do this by researching first, spending $1 million a year for the next 3 years to figure out how. They plan, when they say zero deaths too, they mean zero fatalities on our roads. They mean everybody, cars, bikes, everything. Now, their initial thing is that what's going to happen is they're going to basically try to wait on new technology to come because the automated truck industry is supposed to be so perfect. which I think is hilarious. They think it's really going to, like, I got to give Elon Musk, first of all, big props because he has sold this bullshit hook, line, and sinker. Fucking Ford, GM, and Chrysler cannot make a vehicle right now without at least 50 fucking recalls. And they're going to get down to zero deaths. It's going to happen, people. I mean, there are countries that have very low murder rates, such as Japan, but I'm pretty sure they don't have zero deaths on the road. Let's look that up. Let's look it up. Hold on, y'all. So, and I don't think that we're going to get there. Hold on. Highway deaths in Japan. Let's see. Highway deaths in Japan. It's giving me lots of bullshit. But anyway, I'm pretty sure they at least got one a year. They got 12 murders a year, so they at least got one a year, right? But the thing is, even if you got one a year, they're saying that's too much. Damn it, it's going to take new technology. New technology, this is why we're going to do it. The funny part about all this automated shit is that it starts with this guarantee of no accidents, right? And there's all these tech people who want to defend it. The problem with this technology is that, one, it's not dealing with the reality of having a corporation own your ability to go to your fucking home, right? Two, it's not dealing with the fact that now we're all going to agree what a safe speed is. Now we're all going to agree that we're not going to be jealous, and when I go downtown and some asshole in the bike lane is driving in front of my car and because they're not in the bike lane, that's not going to happen. All jealousy shall go away because accidents are only a mathematical calculation, right? No, they're not. There's a lot of factors that go into accidents, and the main factor is other fucking people. Other fucking people. And the only way to get rid of all accidents, and keyword is all accidents, all fatalities, is for other fucking people not to be on the highway. I guess everybody's going to be rich too, because when they start charging, when everybody's renting cars and no one knows how to drive anymore, we're all going to afford the best service. No, we're not. It's going to be tiers. It's going to be the guy driving in the fancy vehicle that's going to have all the safety features. And it's going to be the poor person who has absolutely no money. Even if that happens, you still can't stop the fucking Amish. When I go through Ohio on what is that, 20? You go through Ohio on 20. The Amish will be out there, Jack, in the middle of the night in a buggy with no lights on it. All right. So stay alive, Jack. Look alive. You're going to be swerving. I mean, I don't see how they're going to achieve this goal. It's not realistic because you're always going to have people have accidents. And even as we shrink as a population, we cease to be the growing country we've been so far for so many years. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to stop accidents. You're still going to have one person get drunk and drive. You're still going to have one person who thinks I got to get to work at 90 miles an hour. You're still going to have one person who thinks I should drive my bike in front of everybody. It's just that you can't stop people from making fucked up decisions. It doesn't, you're not going to do that. It's always frustrating to me when people don't realize that the problem is people. And even if you eliminate people, they're still going to maintain these technologies. They still got to maintain their cars. They still got to have enough money to pay for all this shit, right? What happens when the companies that are going to control all transportation go bankrupt? you know, these two new these companies that will be too big to fail. Oh, I know what happens. They start cutting cost. Right. And when they start cutting costs, what happens? Safety features go away. Right. Accidents happen. And then fatalities happen. Why not create a more realistic goal? Just to reduce accidents to a real level, like 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 a year, right? Or 1,000 a year. That's realistic, right? It's not realistic that you're going to stop all bad decisions tomorrow or in 3 years or by 2046. It's just not going to happen. That covered. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Schneider National is planning next year to go public, which I thought was really, really interesting if you work at Schneider National. Because if you work at Schneider, shit's about to change. Because the priorities just changed. If you work at Schneider National, the priorities always were, you know, this is a trucking company. Our goal is to make profit off of trucking. That's not the goal when your company goes public. Your company goes public, is the number one goal is what we want to do is build a great stock. That's it. That's their goal. Their goal is to build a great stock. Perfect example is look what happened to Swift. If you don't remember, a while ago, Swift said, we're going to invest in our employees. Their stock fucking price plummeted. Knight Transportation did the same thing and started investing in their employees. Their stock price plummeted, right? If these companies are, you know, and many of them get criticized, perfect example, Warner too, right? Now, Snyder's has a history of not the best history, even when it was a non-public company. But now that its greatest goal in the world is to keep the stock price high, and that seems to be to not invest in your employees, that's not going very good. So if you at Schneider National, just my personal opinion, I would consider moving on. Because your company just went from making sure you make money and they make money to how can we increase that stock price? And if you look at the companies that are public, they don't really have the greatest reputation, right? Not all of them. Some people like Knight. Some people like Swift and shit. But for the most part, overall, when that price of stock becomes the number one fucking goal of a company, it doesn't really pan out well, yeah, for the drivers, at least in my opinion. So good luck if you at Schneider. And yeah, curious how you guys feel about that. You know, that Schneider is going public. Do you think that your Schneider, that's the first thing I think that's going to go is your Schneider IC. Because it's supposed to happen. They're talking about doing it next year. So if they do it next year, I don't see stock investors liking the IC program. That just does not seem like it's going to go well. I mean, I can't even think of a company like that. But there might be some companies out there, but I just don't see them liking that program. But we'll see. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe going public will and putting the stock first will somehow boom Schneider up. But I think you guys are about to get into a spiraling dive, at least in the direction of the company, because the way the stock market works is that they want the money coming in their direction. They want the money going into, you know, their pockets. They don't want you investing in employees and doing anything to make your employees better. I don't know why, but that's the way the stock market works. And the last thing I want to touch on is a driver that last Wednesday parked in a parking lot and basically was shot in the head. And this is, you know, it brings up, I was watching a video, a guy was talking about parking all night at these places. And this is the risk you take, man. You parked in the middle of nowhere. I remember being parked one time and, you know, I watched thugs pull up to trucks and look in the windows. They didn't rob anybody, but they were looking for motherfuckers to rob. And then the police showed up and they just drove off. But it's like anytime you fucking park in a lot or on the street, I don't care if it says no parking. Well, I don't care if it says parking and there's occasional patrols, your ass is on the risk, man. The best thing to do is at least find a place where you're not by yourself. And that's what this guy did. He went to a place, as a Warner driver, he went to a place where he was by himself. Now, here's what happened. He pulls up to the lot. Guy comes to his window, says, give me your money. He doesn't have any money to give him. And the guy gets upset. and shoots his glass and then walks away. There was no return fire. There wasn't any of that shit. I mean, and then they did raid a house because these were supposedly some black dudes. Well, they were not supposedly. They were some black dudes with dreadlocks. And then somebody reported some black dudes with dreadlocks at an apartment. And they arrested those guys, but they were the wrong guys. Yeah, that I'm sure went well. Arrested the wrong black guys with dreadlocks. But anyway, the bottom line, this guy was shot in the head. He was shot in the fucking head because the guy didn't have any money, which is, it's 2016. Who the fuck is walking around with a shitload of money? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so be careful when you park in these fucking midnight nowhere fucking places, dude. It just is not worth it. Especially, and at least keep $20 on you. So hopefully you appease an asshole so they can get that fixed. Guarantee you're a fucking heroin addict. Or fucking a drug addict fucking sitting there. Because who the fuck shoots somebody because you're pissed? Right, that's a person who's trying to get their fucking fix. That's like when I had a guy come to my truck one time who was offering up his girlfriend to fuck. And I'm like, no. And he gets all pissed. Like, that just reminds me of all the drug addicts I've watched offering to fucking give you that girlfriend or their fucking wife. It's just, heroin, man. It's a fucked up thing. Anyway, but be careful, guys. So what do you think about that? We'll see. Just go on over it. All right. DOT says by 2046, they're going to have zero accidents. I don't think that shit's going to happen. I mean, it just still goes back to you can't erase assholes. Everybody's going to do their own thing. All right. Next, we got Snyder going public. What do you think of Snyder going public? Do you think the IC program, will it survive? To me, I don't see it surviving because obviously once the stock price becomes number one, they're going to look at the IC program as being putting money into drivers and not putting money into the company. And they're going to be like, that needs to go away. And two, last but not least, watch where you park. You carry around a couple dollars so you don't get popped. What do you do? What do you do to avoid getting popped? Trying to make the show a little more interactive. Yeah. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I'll actually do a break 19 later on today. And I'll talk to you guys later. Currently 6 o'clock in the morning, 10:15. I'll let you later.